It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Authorities in Britain, Russia, and Germany continue to look into the mysterious poisoning of former KGB officer Alexander Litvinenko in London. And speculation over possible motives has focused attention on Russia's shadowy intersection of business, security services, and politics. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer looks at the tangled stories of some of the key witnesses.
The day after Litvinenko's death last month, three businessmen at the center of swirling speculation appeared in a Moscow radio studio to try to clear their names. Andrei Lugovoy, Dmitry Kovtun, and Vyacheslav Sokolenko had met Litvinenko in a London hotel the day he fell ill. Lugovoy now dismissed suggestions he'd been recruited by the Russian security service, the FSB, a successor to the KGB.
No one has ever asked me about my business contacts, and few people knew about them, not that I had any reason to hide them. My meetings with Litvinenko were strictly about business opportunities.
But the interview only deepened conjecture about the men's possible roles. It emerged that Andrei Lugovoy and Dmitry Kovtun had been childhood friends and neighbors whose fathers had both worked for the defense ministry. In the 1980s, the young men studied together at an elite military academy, a top KGB recruiting ground, along with the third man, former KGB officer Vyacheslav Sokolenko. Sokolenko has strenuously denied ever having met Litvinenko or even knowing who he was. But in the radio interview, he clearly described the November 1st meeting, in which Litvinenko is widely believed to have been slipped the rare radioactive isotope polonium.
Allegations have been made in the press that Litvinenko was persuaded to drink tea. I can say that none of us offered him anything, or at least insisted he order anything. Well, maybe we did offer, just out of politeness, but that's it.
Lugovoy and Kovtun are now in a Moscow hospital, reportedly for treatment of radiation poisoning. Investigators have found traces of polonium in Moscow, more than a dozen sites in London, and in Germany, where Kovtun traveled days before flying on to London on November 1st. Police in Hamburg suspect the former army officer was carrying polonium. British police are said to be focusing on Lugovoy, who exemplifies the murky ties between former KGB officers and Russia's high-stakes world of business and politics. In the 1990s, the former KGB bodyguard worked for Litvinenko's patron, Kremlin power broker Boris Berezovsky. After the billionaire fell out with President Vladimir Putin and fled to Britain, Lugovoy remained a trusted member of Berezovsky's circle. Litvinenko family spokesman Alexander Goldfarb says that made him an ideal candidate for recruitment by the FSB, who were watching Berezovsky closely.
Common sense tells us that if these two gentlemen, Kovtun and Lugovoy, and the third person, were in any way implicated in this, that means that the trail goes all the way to the Russian government, and they would do anything to suppress this evidence.
Goldfarb says Litvinenko's murder reflects the FSB's dominant influence on government. Putin, himself a former KGB officer, has appointed his old colleagues to many top offices, and lines have become blurred. One recent report says almost 80% of leading political figures in Russia have or had some kind of affiliation with the KGB. Before he died, Litvinenko blamed his poisoning on Putin, something officials have strongly denied. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said enemies of Russia killed Litvinenko to destabilize the country.
Those who are standing behind that killings, most probably they were pointed at Russia's image abroad.
But Litvinenko friend Ahmed Zakayev, a Chechen rebel spokesman living in London, says Litvinenko was killed for revenge.
Litvinenko knew he'd never be forgiven for the fact that he was a person who came out of the system, but who then publicly criticized the authorities and began to investigate their activities.
There are further splits, even over the basic facts. The Russian Prosecutor General's office says Litvinenko, Lugovoy, and Kovtun were probably poisoned in October, although British police say they found no polonium traces in London deposited earlier than November 1st. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.